You know, there's a song out there that says, Jesus is in the house. Amen? Jesus is in the house this morning. The Spirit is here moving this morning. I hope and pray that you can feel it. I hope that you feel it moving in your spirit this morning. You know, the Bible says that, you know what, that our spirit will bear witness with His Spirit. If His Spirit is moving, I hope your spirit is being churned here this morning. Amen? I hope and pray that that is this morning. You know, I don't know, I've been preaching on acronyms, and I don't know, I thought about not just ending it up last week, you know, but someone come to me after service last week and said, well, we got something else I got something for you, and they give it to me, and I said, okay, I'll look at it and I'll pray about it. You know what, the Lord has given me something on that, and I want to talk about faith, and I'm going to do the acronym on faith today, but we'll get to that in a little bit. If you would turn to Proverbs, the third chapter, beginning with the fifth verse. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, very familiar scripture. I've preached on this before, maybe not quite from this angle, but you know what, we'll go with it and see what the Lord takes us with it. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. I'm going to read that again, because I believe that is scripture. You know what, if you don't have it marked in your Bible as yellow, if you don't have it marked, I believe you should mark it. I believe, you know, this is just me. If you don't, you know what, maybe you like hanging stuff on your refrigerator. Maybe you like doing stuff like that. Hanging it in your bathroom, I don't know. This is scripture right here we need to have. And I believe it says very good, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy paths. Amen. I got a question this morning, and this is a question that's going to be part of my sermon this morning. What limb are you on this morning? What limb are you on this morning? Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, I come asking you, Father, to be with this service, the rest of it this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that your Spirit would continue to move in here, Lord, this morning. I pray that the anointing would be upon me, Lord, this morning. I pray that with everything that I've got, Lord, this morning. I pray that it would. I pray, Lord, that the hearts and minds in here this morning would be moved and would be touched, Lord. And we will give you the praise and the glory for it all. For we know, Lord Jesus, without a shadow of a doubt, that you are the Almighty God. And that, Lord, and the Father, that you sent your Son down here, Lord, to give us that hope, to give us that faith. And we pray in that this morning. And amen. And amen. Have you ever seen a squirrel? Have you ever hunted out in the woods or maybe just been out into the woods and seen a squirrel and see it up in a high tree and jump from one tree to another? Have you ever seen them do that? It looks like it's impossible. Am I right? It looks like they'll be aiming for a limb that's so far out of reach. You know what? But yet, what do? They jump. I've seen them do it. I've seen them do it out in the woods hunting around here. I've seen them do it up at City Park in Parkersburg. I've seen them do it. I've seen them jump and try to jump towards limbs, and the leap will look like it's a disaster. That's what it looks like. You know what? And they jump, and I've seen them miss that limb that they were aiming for, and that squirrel would go on down and land in the tree somewhere down below it. Amen? They would land, and then they would scurry right up and go up to where they were aiming to the beginning. I've seen them go, and I've seen them jump, and I've seen them miss the tree entirely. I've seen them hit the ground and go right on up and go up their goal. They would just keep right on going. And it seems like that, you know what? It seems like that what they were aiming for, and you know what? And they couldn't find it. They couldn't miss it. They missed it and couldn't hit it. And you'd think, well, you know what? That was a failure. I've seen many a squirrel jump like that. And when I was up, if you go to City Park sometime and watch people with their dogs, and them dogs were chasing them squirrels, and them squirrels are up in there, and they're still jumping, whether that dog's down there barking at it or not, they're still jumping, just taking a leap of faith to try it, and knowing full well, you know what, they may not hit their goal, they may not hit the limb that they were aiming for, but praise God, you know what, I'm going to land somewhere in that tree. They will make that leap of faith, amen? I want to talk to you, I guess they know that the risk is great, that the risk of jumping is far greater, the reward is far greater than the risk of not making it. I want to say this to you this morning. When we're talking about faith, I want to say this. This is what I want to bring it down to you. One, forsaking all, I trust Him. What limb are you on this morning? What tree are you at this morning in your walk with the Lord today? I want to ask you that. Are you forsaking all and just trusting Him this morning? Are you forsaking all and putting all your trust in Him this morning? Did you even have the faith of that squirrel this morning? I want to ask you that this morning. Do you even have the faith of a squirrel this morning? Because there are going to be times in your life, I want you to know this, God is going to talk to you, He's going to call you, He's going to draw you, and you know what? He's wanting you to take that leap of faith. Amen? He's wanting you to leap. You know what? I don't know what limb you're going to land. I don't know, maybe the limb you're going to try to land on, maybe you won't hit that limb, but maybe you'll hit somewhere in the tree. And God's wanting you to just scurry on up and try to keep on going with it, or maybe you'll miss the mark entirely. I don't know. That's why I'm telling you this morning, lean not into your own understanding this morning. I'll tell you, there have been times, I listened to Tim Burch this morning, by the way, and Tim reminds me of this whenever I listen to Tim all the time. Tim was up around, he was up around Akron, Ohio, up and that's where he lived. He had a church up there. He had three young daughters. Barely one of them was, one of them wasn't even in school at the time he moved down here. And 14th Avenue was looking for a minister. And some reason or other, someone said, well, won't you call and ask Tim if he wants to come down here? Tim had no intention on coming down here. He had a church. He had everything up there that he needed. His church was growing. Everything was doing good. But old Tim decided, you know, Tim decided to take a leap. He come down here, he preached, and they offered the church to him. And you know what? He brung his family down here, not knowing where they were going to be, not knowing what this is, how this is going to turn out. He took a leap of faith. And you know what? I praise God. You know what? We can do that this morning as well. We are able to take that leap, just like that squirrel did. We're able to do that this morning. I praise God that we can do that. You may be telling yourself here this morning, well, you know what? You're on a nice, sturdy branch. You're happy just right what you're doing, right where you're at. You're just happy, you know what? I'm in this nice big tree. I'm in this nice, sturdy branch, and I'm just totally happy. I remember Sean talking this morning in his teaching. You remember what he's talking? And I just got goosebumps. I just got the spirit just went up and down me because it was talking about, hey, you know what? There are times in our life we have to step out on faith. We have to do that. We have to go and be just like that squirrel. You know what? I don't know. Maybe you don't know. Maybe the Lord is dealing with you. And I want to put a little caveat on that this morning. If the Lord is dealing with you, if He's telling you that there's something you need to be doing, I want to tell you this morning, I believe God will make every provision for you to do the job. But you've got to be willing to be like that squirrel. You've got to be willing to take that leap. And maybe you'll miss a limb that you're aiming for. Maybe you'll miss it entirely at first. But if God is really dealing with you to do it, I'm here this morning to tell you, He will make a way for you this morning. He will do that. And He knew that, you know what? Because if that squirrel had not made that leap, if he hadn't done it, if he had just fell down there and decided, well, it wasn't worth the effort, if it wasn't worth the time, and just went back, you know what? Eventually that squirrel would have starved to death. And I believe there are many people that God is calling to do stuff this morning. I believe that in my church. I believe that in the church world out there today. He is calling people. He is dealing with them. And I want you to know something. If you do not take that leap of faith and you're just happy right where you're at, you will not grow spiritually. You will not grow the way the Lord wants you to grow. And you know what? You may even die in a tree. I don't know. But I'm here this morning to tell you, I believe that if He's dealing with you, you need to take a leap of faith this morning. You need to take a leap of faith. You need to do that. I can hear people saying, yeah, but. You know what? That's always the thing. You know, there's always a yeah, but. Is there not? Always a yeah, but. Always that. Always somebody willing to say, you know, well, yeah, but. You know what? Things are going good for me right here. Things are great. Things are, I love what I'm doing right now. And I'm satisfied. I'm having, but God is dealing with you to do something. He's dealing with you. And if He's doing that, I'm here to tell you, you will not stay content. You will not stay happy if He is really and truly dealing with you to do it. That's only if he's doing, I'm telling you this morning, if he is not dealing with you to do something, and I want to add this right here, if he is not dealing with you, if he wants you to stay, that nut tree's not been played out yet. So can I say that right now? He wants you to stay right where you're at. He wants you to be what, if he's not dealing with you. The squirrels are made for, and people say, well, yeah, the squirrels are made for that. You know what? But let me tell you something. God showed me this in Psalms 139:14. He tells us this. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Raise your hand here this morning. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. If you're here this morning, God has made you, and you are saying, marvelous are thy works, that my soul knoweth right well. For we are made in his image, are we not? We are made in God's image. We are God's crowning achievement here this morning. Ephesians 2:10 tells us this, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. As awesome as God's creatures are, I'm here to tell you this morning, they do not compare to you and I this morning. They do not. And if God has put you out there and is calling you into a work, into a ministry, into something that he is calling you, I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm telling you, you are so much more than that squirrel. If you're leaping out in faith and taking on that challenge, God is going to be there with you this morning. He will do that. I praise him for that. Lean not unto your own understanding. You know what that lean means? What it really means? It means that if you're leaning on your own understanding, you are totally leaning on yourself to make those decisions in your life. You're totally just not relying on God whatsoever. You're totally taking it upon yourself to do the things that God that you think is right for your life. I'm here to tell you this morning, I don't know about you, and I've said this many a times, that whenever I do that, I fail miserably in my life. I really do, because I lean to my own understanding. I think it's better that if I do things my own way, that it'll go that way. I'm telling you, what I'm saying, forsaking all, trust him. I trust him. That's what faith is about. Forsaking all, I trust him. Listen, I don't know. There have been times in my life that I have stepped out on faith, and I didn't land on the limb that I wanted to land on. Do you understand? I didn't land on that limb. Maybe I've even missed a mark, but I was assured of this, that God wanted me to step out. Amen? And whenever I did that, praise God, I want you to know that he has made a way every time. Now, there has been times in my life that I have thought, well, you know what? I'll do it my own way. And you know what? And I didn't wait on God. And God really wasn't dealing with me to do something. And you know what? I have failed miserably every time that I've done that. But don't be deterred if you do not land. That's what I'm saying. Don't be deterred if you're not reaching that goal that you thought you should get at first. Because God is still working. He's still, you know, the song used to say, God's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Praise God, this morning I'm here to tell you, he's still working on me, and he will be working on this boy right here until the day he takes me home. How about you this morning? I believe that he will do that too. Lean not unto our own understanding. You know what? Praise God. But put our hope and trust in him. Christians, the more we lean on self, I'm going to talk to the Christians this morning because we are guilty of this just as much as anybody. The more that we lean on ourselves, the less likely we are to take a leap of faith. Amen? The less likely that we are to take a leap of faith. What could be worse? You not leaping, or you just, you know what? And you saying, you know what? I just simply want to play it safe. I want it to be cozy. Whenever he's really dealing with you about something, that's not playing it safe as far as I'm concerned. I believe that God hasn't, and if God is dealing with you to whatever it may be, you know what? I can't tell you what God is dealing with you. You know what you're saying? Well, preacher, get more specific. I can't tell you what God's dealing with you this morning because it could be different for every soul, every individual in here this morning that raises and holds the banner of Christianity up. It could be different for every one of you. But I'm here to tell you, every one of you at some time in your life, God is going to call out to do more than what you're doing. We're just not pew warmers. You understand that? We're none of us are just here to be pew warmers. God has wants us to step out and to be what He wants us to be. You know what? And praise God, He's wanting you. Well, you know what? Just like you mentioned about Moses this morning. Moses made all kind of, I believe it was like 14 different excuses. Was that what it was? He had made 14 different excuses not to do what God wanted him to do. You know what? Pray God. You know what? I'll bet you I've been over that, Sean. I would almost say that I have went over that at some time in my life. And maybe you're sitting back here tonight, and maybe this morning, and maybe you're saying to yourself, listen, you know what? I can't do it. I don't speak very good. I can't do it. I'm not very smart. Didn't it just, the scripture just read this morning, He takes the base things? Now what it said, He takes those things that he doesn't want all the smart. He doesn't want all the best looking. He doesn't want all this. He doesn't want all that. He wants us just to step out in simple faith and take that leap and land where you land and let Him continue to guide you and direct your path. Praise God. You know what? You know, you may be saying, well, you know what? I'm good right here. You know, that squirrel could break its leg. It could do this. It could do that. I'm here to tell you, we can say, yeah, but till the day we die. Amen? Well, we should say, yay, Lord, lead me. Do what you want me to do. Have me do what you, help me. Show me what you want in my life. You're playing right into, whenever you do that, you're playing right into the enemy's hands. We can become like the rich man if we become complacent. Remember the rich man over in Luke 12? And I've read, the scripture said, and I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. You could say that to yourself as a Christian. You could be sitting here this morning just saying that right here this morning, saying to yourself, you know what? I like what I'm doing right here at Drift Run Church. I like just sitting here and sitting here on Sunday mornings and then not worry about it the rest of it. You could be saying that, but is that truly what God has for you to do? I ask you that question. Is that truly what God wants you to do? I believe God has a work for every one of us. I believe the Bible said He's called some to be teachers. He called some to be preachers. He called some to be this. He called some to be that. And it tells you in the Bible that the foot's no better than the eye. And the eye, He wants the body to work together. Now, you know what? And praise God, we all need to be part of that this morning. Complacency is not a good look on a Christian. It is not a good look on a Christian. And I'm going to tell you something. Whenever you step out on faith and you make that jump, there are going to be people just like those dogs up at Parkersburg that whenever they're looking up in them trees and them squirrels, they're barking at them squirrels up there and they're saying, man, I hope you fail. I hope you fall right down to me. There are going to be people when you take a leap of faith and you step out, there are going to be people that's going to be thinking the same thing. You know what? He's just going to fail. He's just going to fall on his face. And they're going to be barking and yapping and doing this. Believe you me, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And if He has called you to do a work, Jamie, He will be there until that work is done. Amen? I tell you, I watched them dogs up. I had a little dog, a little men pen I told you about, and she used to like to bark. We lived on 9th Avenue. There was a tree out there, and there was a squirrel up in that tree back there, and she would just go out there and bark at that squirrel. I don't know what she'd have done with it if she'd have got a hold of it. The squirrel probably tore her up. But that squirrel would stay up there in that tree, and that dog would just bark, just hoping that squirrel would just make a mistake and come down, wanting it to come down. I'm here to tell you, there are going to be people just like that in your life when you step out on faith, wanting things to fail so they can pounce on you. You know what? You decide to step out of faith, there will be people just like that in your life, in some instances, trying and wishing, and maybe not wishing, but you know what? Saying, well, see, I told you so. I know you couldn't do it, but I'm telling you, keep on keeping on because God will get you to the branch and to the tree that He wants you in. Amen? Forsaking all. Trust in Him. 1 Thessalonians 5:20. Faithful is He that calleth you who will also do it. Amen? Faithful is He that calleth you who will also do that work in your life. You know what? You may be saying back here this morning, you know what? I need a sign. If God would just, you know, if God would just, like somebody said here this morning, if God would just come down and hit me over the head. Well, let me ask you this. You go to a doctor who you cannot pronounce his name. Sometimes you go to his doctor. Have you ever asked him to prove his credentials? Have you ever asked that doctor to do that? I go to Dr. Spakowski up in Parkersburg. He's got it on his wall, but I've never called the University of Temple to see if he's truly a doctor. Do you do that to your doctor? And then he'll give you some medication. He'll give it to you. And you know what? Sometimes you know what it is. Sometimes you don't. Maybe you check into it. Maybe you don't. But sometimes you can't even pronounce it. And he'll give that to you. You take it to a pharmacist. And you say, you know, have you ever asked the pharmacist about his credentials? Have you ever done that? Have you ever said, hey, listen, I want to see your degree. I want to see if you are just exactly what you say it is. He'll get that medicine ready. He'll give it to you. And what do? You go home and you take it just the way you're supposed, the way the bottle says it. And you do that in faith. Am I right? Amen. What about the God we serve? What about Him? You know what? Can we actually say, listen, you know what? God, you know what? I know what you are. God, I believe that you are there. You know what? I know God lives because He lives within my heart. I take Him at a leap of faith because I know that God is who He says He is. Amen? I tell you, sometimes we put more faith in things in this earth than we do in the one that created it. Amen? We do that. He gives you that. You know, we go home, we take it. All in trusting, sincere faith is exactly what we do. Now, what? You know what? God's calling us out there. He's calling you. He said, I got to work for you. And we can't trust Him to do the work that He said He would do. Because I believe that He will do it. I believe that He will do it. And God is not to be trusted. I trust Him. How about you this morning? I trust Him this morning. Let's talk about a true story about somebody. Back in the late 1700s, I don't know if you've ever heard this story or not, but this is true. At the age of 16, a young man left home to make a life for himself. On his way to where he was going, he was heading to New York City. He said he met an old captain of a canal boat. And this captain was a Christian, by the way. And the captain asked him where he was off to and what did he have plans for his life. And he replied, New York City, the boy did. And he said he didn't know what he was going to do with his life. The captain, who was a Christian, he told him something that would stick to that boy for the rest of his life. He said, you would be fine if you start out right. Then he went on to say, and when he asked him if he had a trade, the young man said the only thing he knew what to do was to make soap and candles. That's the only thing that he knew what to do. The captain said, that's enough. And he said, let's pray. Let me pray for you. So he got the boy down and he prayed for him. And he said, the captain prayed over him. He asked the Lord to give him wisdom and insight. And the captain went on to ask the boy. He said, I'm going to pray that the Lord will make you the leading soap maker in the city of New York City. And that boy got up out of there and he was so excited. And the captain gave him one more piece of advice. He told him this. He said, you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. And eventually the boy did a few years later. He wanted to make sure that the Lord got all that he belonged. He told him, he said, you know what? You need to tithe and you need to give Him offerings of everything that you get, that everything that you make. A captain was so sure that he was going to be that way. And the boy went on, he said he went to New York City. He found employment making soap. And soon after that, the man that he'd went in business with passed away and he finally got the whole business. And you know what? He remembered what the old captain said and he gave 10 cents of every dollar to the Lord. And you know what? And he did it faithfully. As his business grew, he ended up giving 50% of everything that he made to the Lord. Eventually, whenever he ended up passing away years later, he eventually gave almost everything that he had to the work of the Lord. They even named a college after him. He prospered quick. You know what? He's educated his family in the same way. He told everyone the reason for his success was that he knew the Lord. You know the boy's name? William Colgate, Colgate products. You know how big it got? It got to the point to where everything that he made millions and millions of dollars, and he gave almost every bit of it away to the work and the service of the Lord. I'm here to tell you this morning, all because this young man, you know what? All because of that captain, for one thing, was willing to take and pray for that boy, but that boy took a leap of faith. When he's left out of his home at 16 years old to go find his way in the world, I'm here to tell you this morning, God is no respecter of persons. Do you know that? He is no respecter of persons. He wants us, He wants me, He wants you to take a leap of faith. And if we take that leap of faith, I'm here to tell you this morning, God will not leave you branchless. Amen? He will not leave you without a tree because I believe God is more than able. If we lean not unto our own understanding and into trust in the Lord, lean not and trust in Him with all the heart and lean not unto our own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Praise God this morning. And you're afraid. I understand. It's scary. It's scary. There isn't one of us in here that wouldn't say, you know what, when we step out to do what the Lord wants us to do sometimes, if it is not scary, Lord, am I doing this right? Lord, am I this way? I remember another preacher, and he's already passed on and went, but he had a wonderful job down at DuPont, making lots of money. He worked down there. He was a maintenance man down there. He was doing good for his work. The Lord had called him into the ministry. The Lord said, listen, you know what? You need to go into the full-time ministry. He quit his job down at DuPont. He went into the full-time ministry. Ended up, he had a church here in Parkersburg. He moved south and had another church down there, which grew. Eventually, you know what? He passed away. But praise God, he wasn't afraid. You know what? Most of us would think about that for a minute. I tell you, I don't know that I'm at the point in my life yet that I would just leap like that. But if God calls me to do it, I'll do it. If he is really dealing with me to do it, I would do that, because I know God is going to be there to help me. Give me another branch to keep going. Amen? Faith this morning. The acronym for faith. And I want you to say, forsaking all, I trust him. Forsaking all, I trust him. Amen? Are you at that point in your life this morning? Is that where you're at? I'm going to ask you this morning, do you have the faith of a squirrel just to leap? You see that branch way out there? You see it? Man, that thing looks like it's far away. Didn't deter that squirrel. He jumped. And whenever he jumped, yeah, he might get it once in a while, but he might fall a little bit. But praise God, it didn't deter him one bit. He met his goal. Amen? They come get it. We're going to have an overhead this morning. And when we come, they play this overhead, I'm asking you this morning, you know what? Do you have that faith this morning? Are you willing? If not, come up here this morning and let's pray about it this morning if that the Lord puts it upon your heart.